I'm back, you guys. I'm so happy to be with you guys. We're going to talk what happened on The Bold and the Beautiful this last week next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I miss this song when I'm not here. I just miss it. I miss it so much. I'm so glad it's back. Hello, you guys. Welcome to The Bold Breakdown, The Bold and Beautiful After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. We are on iTunes. We are on SoundCloud. We are on YouTube under The Bold and Beautiful After Show. You can find this show there, of course. I'm your host, James Lott Jr. You can follow me at James Lott Jr. on all social media platforms. And we have a show page, The Bold Breakdown. If you don't know what it is, go to Facebook. Type in The Bold Breakdown, and you'll find the page. Like it. We post things exclusively to the page. All news on Bold and Beautiful. News about the show. Go there and do that. I see my co-hosts are here. Amber's Baby 100, Michelle D, Gisella Erickson. I'm sure more are going to come in. I'm so glad you guys are joining me. I know it's late. I always tell you guys to grab a drink and join me. Whatever you do, whatever the drink is. It could be hot chocolate. It could be tea, sleepy time tea. It could be whiskey on the rocks. Whatever you want to do there. So, hello, you guys. Also, it is the 30th anniversary of The Bold and the Beautiful this month. It's literally this month, March 25th. So, our show airs March 26th on Sunday. So, I'm working on some fun, possibly some guests. I'm working on some stuff right now. So, keep your fingers crossed. Stay tuned. Oh, hi, Nikisha. She's in. I'm waiting for you to come in. Some of you guys are waiting for you guys to come in. And so stay tuned. You can find out more about that on our Facebook page. You follow that, of course, and I will tell you more what's going on. So we're working on that right now. So I want to first start by saying hello. I'm glad you're here. Now, if some of you guys see some of these things here, I have some little cupcake poppers. You're probably wondering where they're from. Well, you know my segment a lot in Los Angeles. A few weeks I haven't done it in a while, but now I'm bringing it back, of course. I always showcase things and places and stuff in Los Angeles. So if you are here visiting or coming to visit or just curious or live here already, I may open your eyes to something. And so this week, it's a place called Milk. Now, I'm going to have them throw up. There's two pictures I'm going to have them throw up and show you guys. It's in Mid-City, L.A. It's on 7290 Beverly Boulevard at Poinsettia. I always know if it's Poinsettia or Poinsettia. I don't know how if I'm saying the word correctly. But it's in L.A. TheMilkShop.com is the actual website. And on Twitter, they're at TheMilkShop_LA. They do this great milk. They have there that they turn into ice cream. They have ice cream sandwiches. They have ice cream. They have this huge banana split. I'm getting hungry just talking about it right now. Of course, I'm sitting there staring at these poppers. I might just grab one of these poppers really quick and eat one. But they have these little cupcakes too. These are actual red velvet cupcakes. Little thing in there. They're so cute. But they're really good. There's usually a line, but it goes by pretty fast. And they have really exceptional flavors. Like they have like a vanilla and chocolate like that. But they also have like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yes, the cereal. Flavor of the cereal, they have that. They also have red velvet, and they have all kinds of flavors. It's just really a lot of fun to go there, and I really like them. I've been going there for years. They have another shop, I think, in Silver Lake. I'm not sure about that. I think it's Silver Lake. And I was going to see, Neil, do you have those two pictures I wanted to show? And see if they could, so you can see the outside of it. So you can say, because they have a very specific logo, you guys. Because there's another Milk in the city, it's not it. See, you see a picture coming up now. The milk is in, each is a milk bottle. Each letter is in a milk bottle. So that's where you know it's actual, the right place. And it's in red. That's their logo. That's their thing. And you can see all of their umbrellas are red. So that's Milk. It's on the corner of Beverly and Poinsettia. You see other Milks. It's not the same one. And then we have one picture of the actual ice cream sandwiches, I believe. They're so good. Look at those things. And so it's homemade cookies and their homemade ice cream mixed together. Good night, everybody. It's so good. Yeah, I know, Michelle. I'm hungry too now looking at that thing. And I would eat one of these popper things, but then I would start, you know, have to chew and I have to talk at the same time. But they're so good, trust me. But it's milkshop.com or on Twitter, TheMilkShop_LA. So we get some good stuff. So let's get into the show. Let's talk about this week, you guys. Let's start with Monday and Tuesday. Liam and Steffi bring the family together. So it's always fun having Eric and Quinn and Ridge and Brooke all in the same room and Ivy. Everybody's looking at each other. It was like every conversation, I was looking at Quinn, and Quinn's looking at Ridge, and Ridge's looking at, it's hilarious. I couldn't stop laughing. It was just so funny how they're talking about that and how they're going to have the wedding in Australia. Right now, they've been shooting in Australia right now, so I know they've been down there doing that. And so the family's going to go down. and go for the wedding. And they're trying to get Brooke and Rich to get married down there, too, and get a double wedding. Even later in the week, they actually suggested even Eric and Quinn remarrying, so it'd be like a three-generational kind of thing, but they're not going to do that. But I think it's just so funny. They're all talking about Australia. Bill comes in, of course, dollar Bill. Hilarious. I love Don DeMott's having a great time. He plays Bill. He's having a great time just like messing their stuff up. It's just it's hilarious watching that. Meanwhile, over at Spectra, Grammy Shirley wants to use Coco, who is Sally's little sister, who's the goody girl, to be a spy mole and Forrester Creations. I like this kind of storyline. I like that she's goody-goody. I like that she's not like the rest of the Spectres, but will she give in to the Spectra pressure? It's really funny because at first, Sally is not sure about it. And I like the fact that she really wanted to go legit. She really wanted to show really what, you know, that they can actually have a legit line. And she was thwarted. So it's almost like Grandma Shirley is saying, we've always been a knockoff place, so might as well be a knockoff place. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a shame that they have to go that direction. And so they're trying to convince, they haven't told Coco this at first at this point, but they're trying to convince this whole thing. Thomas and RJ are going to do the interview, so they're saying Sally has an in with Thomas. Thomas is totally smitten with her. You can totally tell he thinks she's amusing with Sally, so it's kind of funny. But they really are trying to get this double wedding going, and everybody's just kind of looking. And yes, I'm looking on here, my co-host here, Michelle D, I guess when you've been married a collective 30 times, a double, triple wedding is no big deal. I know, totally. I mean, the thing is, I mean, even, you know, later on, Quinn makes fun of Ridge and his marriage. It's like, yeah, they've been married so, I mean, they've all been married so many times. I mean, come on. I mean, wasn't Stephanie and Liam married twice already, so to speak? So, on Amber's baby. Everybody's going to, Australia for the Black Foresters. Hey, Zendi and Nicole just came back from the Caribbean or something. Okay, folks. Let's get real for a second. When they showed those pictures, they were super fake looking. I thought all the CGI and all different things they could come up with and the budget they have at CBS or whatever, Bell Family, they couldn't come up with like, you know, a more authentic looking picture of the Caribbean with them in the Caribbean. It looks so fake. I was gonna stop laughing. And I've been to the Caribbean many times. I was like, oh, okay. They keep showing Maya and Nicole being a part of Steam's plans and conversation. So why not think Maya and Nicole make more sense than Sally being there? Interesting. They have been showing, I mean, Maya's been around this all these conversations. They're not really giving her much to do. Kendra Mosley's a great actress. They need to give her more to do. But she has been involved and kind of been around. So I guess there's points for that. I guess, I mean, it's kind of, at least they're being on screen, I guess. So Sally calls Thomas, suggests Coco. They have all these interns. They have a great little montage of interviewing interns. Nothing comes up, of course. Coco gets there, calls RJ Reggie. Is that Reggie? He's like, no, it's RJ. That was kind of funny. And so she aces the interview, of course. Sally and Shirley kind of get into it and are just like, well, I was going to be a good idea. It's going to be a good idea. It's going to be a good idea. They go back and forth. Coco and RJ have some chemistry. I know somebody online tweeted me the other day how I felt. I hadn't watched the show yet, but they tweeted me. But yes, to answer your question, yes, I like the chemistry that's happening. The two actors have like an instant. It was like instant. So I'm on there too. So, oh, just another thing. I hope they, instead of stealing designs, use Thomas's. Now that could be a good twist, you guys. I kind of like that because. Sally wants to go legit. She likes designing. She wants to go legit. And the designs, the guy said the designs were, in private, said the designs were good. He really liked them. He said they were daring and he liked them. But he was forced to use Bill's review. This is all because of Bill's review. I'm always curious to see what's going to come out. Do you guys think it's going to come out? I mean, I don't know. At some point that Bill did this. I don't know. But it's just like, he really did say it was because of Bill's review. So, I mean, it's kind of, you know. And then we had, of course, Ridge versus Bill. Bill openly warns Brooke in front of Ridge about stuff, so it's kind of like, mm-hmm. And Quinn and Ridge are looking, and they remember the kissing stuff, and it's just like, oh, my God. And on Tuesday, Quinn decides to invite Brooke and Ridge to dinner. Really? Now, folks, you guys, I knew. Oh, okay, before we go into that, let me see something really quick. James, do you like the Sally-Thomas pairing? Yes. I'm all in. I like the pairing. I think they're great. I like the pairing. I'm all in. And I think Coco and Teen are going to be part of that summer, kind of summer loving storyline, because they always like to have teens in the summertime. So I do agree with that. OJ, wrong show. RJ, how old is he? I'm assuming they're playing him like he's 16 or 17. Or 17, 18. He hasn't graduated high school yet, right? I don't think he's graduated high school yet. So I think they're playing him around that age. And Coco, I was thinking she was in her like early 20s. Maybe she's in her late teens. I don't know. Sometimes they don't do the age, so they don't talk about age sometimes on these shows. They don't really give it to us. You know, so. But anyway, so Eric, of course, gets stuck in the bathroom. So you know it's going to happen later. And, of course, it happens. Ridge and Quinn get stuck in the bathroom. And Ridge goes for the kiss. He went in and went in for the kiss. Oh, my God. I was like, okay. So their attraction is hot and heavy. And then, of course, they get out because Charlie helps Eric out of the bathroom first. Then he helps them get out of the bathroom, and they're standing there, and she has the napkin, and she's wiping lipstick off of Ridge's face, and Charlie sees it. Interesting choice to have Charlie be the one on the tail. I never saw that coming, because Ivy was first, but she doesn't really have any, she saw one kiss, but now you got Charlie. He's like a wild card, because his allegiance is to Eric, and it's like, oh my God, it's kind of crazy. So I like that. Shirley tells Coco what's going on. And Coco doesn't want to do it. She wants to be honest and doesn't want to do that kind of stuff and doesn't want to hurt him. And, you know, she's a good girl. She doesn't want to do any of that stuff. But Sally's like, yes. Shirley's like to Coco and to Sally, this needs to be done. Your designs are good and all, but right now we are known as a knockoff industry. We got to go in. You just change the fabric a little bit. You just change a little few things and then you just kind of, there you go. Coco thinks so. Makes you think of Allie, Amber. I see. They should have killed Allie. They should have killed her. I just think it was ridiculous. So Darla's dead, and now her daughter's dead. Thorn has nobody. I don't even see Thorn grieving over his daughter anymore, like mentioning her when he comes on. It's just like, she should be alive. They shouldn't have killed her. That's just my thought there. They can always bring her back. Just hope. They can always bring her back. Quinn and Ridge say it's the last time they're going to kiss. We've heard that before, of course. It's going to be the last time. Crazy. Okay, so we're going to show our first flashback, because it is the 30th anniversary. You know I show clips all the time, but from now until March 26th, I'm going to show some of the moments that I like from the 30-year history. At the end of every episode, they're showing each season a moment that they liked on Bold and Beautiful. It was great seeing some of these great episodes. But this one, I'm going to have Neil pop it up, and it is Sheila calling Lauren, because Sheila was supposedly dead. And Lauren's on Bold and the Beautiful, and Sheila's is coming to Los Angeles to talk to her. The scene happens afterwards. It's really great. You can find it on YouTube. But the scene is going to be Sheila calling Lauren. So let's see. We'll have Neil put that up. I think meanwhile, I'm going to have me a cupcake, because I'm like, these things are staring right at me. I thought I had food talk. And it's so little. Like, the little tiny things with a little tiny frosting on top. So you don't feel bad when you, like, want to eat it. So, I think he's working that one out there when we get that going. Sheila and Lauren were my favorite pairings on Soap History. That crossover was like the best. Went from Young and the Restless, if those guys don't know the story, went to Young and the Restless, and then followed on to Bold and the Beautiful. It went on for years. It went back to Young and the Restless for a second. So it's a storyline went on for a long time. And I like the Sheila that was played by the original portrayer, Kimberly Brown. So we're going to show Sheila calling Lauren.
It's important that you and I see one another.
Who is this?
You really have no idea?
Your voice sounds familiar.
It's the voice out of your past.
Who are you?
You'll know soon enough because I'm coming over there.
No, wait, I want you to tell me.
I'll be there in half an hour.
Unless you tell me who you are.
One more thing. It's advisable that we have this little meeting alone.
I love it. That's from the 90s, you guys. And special thanks to Psychology Girl for that one. I believe it's Psychology Girl for that one. Yeah, so thank you on YouTube. So good. Oh, my God, I see you guys in here. We love the whole Sheila. I know, imagine if Sheila was around to go hit it with Quinn. Crazy versus crazy. All in. Gisella, I know you do. You like me. You love Sheila. You say it every week. You just love her. Me too. Who doesn't know the famous Sheila Lauren Ward? I know. There's a few people. Actually, a couple folks were like, I mentioned a few weeks ago, were like, who's Sheila? I'm like, who's Sheila? I'm like, go online right now and download every clip. Like, hello. That's who Sheila is. Great. So let's go to Wednesday. I'm glad you guys like that. So Wednesday, RJ's in charge of the interns. That's really cute. Keeping up with the force of tradition, having him involved somewhere. Because he is too young to actually run the company or do anything like that. So it's kind of good for the interns. Zindi and Nicole are back, of course. We talk about the fake pictures. Hey, Moons. Yeah, they're in L.A. They should have better pictures than that. I mean, that's kind of crazy. CJ comes back. I tell you, Mick Kane looks good. I'm like, he looks so good. And I'm so glad to have him back because he's kind of reoccurring. And there's leaking all over the building. And so he's kind of like trying to talk to them. And they're trying to say, give us a few more days. He's not buying it. But he's fixing the leaks. And he was threatening to call his mother, but his mother wants this to happen. So it's like, come on, your mother wants this to happen. Coco arrives for it at the Foresters and meets everybody. Rick was like, no, bitch. Who are you? What's going on? Why are you here? You're a Spectre. Realistic. Love it. Realistic. He talked over with Thomas and RJ, and he decided in the end to let her stay. So that's good. And Sally and Shirley try to convince CJ that they have a plan. And that was on Wednesday midweek. Before we get to the last 2 days of the week, let's do another flashback. This one's good. The whole clip is too long. I can't show the whole clip. But I'm going to show you the part that just, like, I was like, oh, my God, it was so good. And this is when Taylor finds out she carried Brooke's baby. It's, like, so soapy. Let's show that one.
Who's egg was implanted in me? Nick, whose egg was it?
Here you go, kids.
It came from Brooke.
I could not have just hurt you.
Her nemesis.
You did.
Brooke? What are you talking about? The baby is from Brooke's egg?
She's the donor. That's all. She's just the donor.
No! 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 I wanted a child! Our child! But now what do I have? I have your child with Brooke?
No, Taylor, you're the mother. It's yours. You're the mother.
No! No, she's ruined everything!
That's not true. She didn't know what was going on. It's not her
fault.
Don't
you dare defend her!
Just listen to me.
No, I'm not going to listen to you!
So I wanted to show that. It's just there's such... I love it. I know, I see Amber's baby doesn't like this scene, of course. Who is the baby? So the baby is alive and with Nick Maroney. I guess he's with the Maroney. I mean, he's like, Brooke never asked about the baby. Because biologically, it's her baby. But she never asked about it or anything. So I mean, he's like, the baby's off camera somewhere. I'm sorry, Amber. I totally disagree with you. I don't disagree. That Hunter Tyler's not a great actress. She's a great actress. I just disagree that I love the twist. I'm sorry, I loved it. I thought it was hilarious. I laughed kind of. I thought it was hilarious because it was like, oh my God, her enemy. She basically had to carry her baby. I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was very soapy. It was very soapy. And it was a different twist. I mean, the soaps have like what? 7 or 8 scenarios they play over and over again with just some varying thing changes. That was different. That was totally different. So I liked it. So the baby's being raised. The baby's like a toddler or a kid right now somewhere. And no one ever asked about it. Thanks to Cheap 85 times 21 for that clip. So I mean, I don't know what the baby is. Doing something. Okay, so now Thursday and Friday, basically, Cheryl Underwood from The Talk. She's back on the show as Emmy. And she's working now. She's hired at Spencer. And her and Bill are really funny together. They're doing stuff. Brooke shows up. And then Brooke brings, because Bill doesn't like birthdays, which I'm not surprised. Like, why am I not surprised with that? But Brooke shows up with a hot air balloon filled with money. Great gift. I want one of those. Why should I give me one of those? Fill with money. Now, folks, they showed a flashback. So remember, they went on a hot air balloon ride. So it's kind of like a play on that. And basically for the next 2 days, for Brooke and Bill, it reminded me how much he does love her. And I liked his speech. I don't know how you guys felt about it, but I liked his speech where he's just saying he has his sons, he has his business, but he's missing that one thing. And that is like the love of his life and having a relationship and having, you know, having a wife. And because I think he likes having family. Yes, he screwed up his family with Katie. But he does want it. He loves Brooke. I think he really does. And this time, he's not doing anything to sabotage it. It's not him. It literally is Ridge and Quinn is going to mess it all up, and you know Brooke's going to go right back to Bill. And you can tell Brooke does love and care about him. The scenes together were very touching, I felt. I like them together. I actually want them together. I mean, I've always wanted them together, and I think they should get married and be together. So, I mean, I don't know. I like what Brooke does for Bill. So I'm all in. But the next couple of days were really cute. And the fact that he, you know, gives her the sword, that's his thing, and wants her to hold on to it. I mean, just, I like it. I like it. And I just think, I miss Jackie, too, who was on the show. Jackie and all them. But, no, I like that she cheered up his birthday a little bit. But that he professed his love for her and was like, he will always love her. And I believe it. He got a little teary-eyed. I got a little teary-eyed. And that's okay. Let's see. Michelle D. Brooke loves who she isn't with. Oh, my God. It's so funny. It's so weird to hear him say that one minute it's Katie, is love of his life, and now it's Brooke. Whereas, baby, it's been kind of a little while now. I mean, I want to say that I think you know, we had their time on the show. We talked about it. I think he did love Katie on some level, but I think Brooke is his larger love. And he tried to hold on to Katie, but Katie had drinking problems, and Katie had her own stuff, even though they were kind of driving her that direction. But I think it's all kind of incestuous and weird, but I think he did love Katie at one point, but I think he does love Brooke. I think it's one of those Tale of Two Sisters things that, well, you guys know this, Bone People does this all the time. So I don't know. I'm buying it. I buy it. It doesn't bother me at all. I thought that Ridge and Brooke got together were too soon. So I don't know how you guys feel about that, but I felt like they got together too soon. And because, I mean, I felt like I like Brooke and Ridge as friends. They've been through so much together that I like the fact that they should be just friends and co-parents of, you know, of RJ. I mean, I just think that, and they're blended family. I feel like they should be like compadres, old colleagues, just kind of friends. Like they've been around for a long time. And, you know, kudos to Catherine Kelly Lang, who's been Brooks at the beginning. They showed one of her flashbacks when she first met Eric back in 1987. I really think it was great. I don't know. I think she does amazing work, and I celebrate her 30 years. The Forrester meeting, we have Charlie looking at. Now Charlie's he's done. The next 2 days, Charlie is done. He's like Ridge and Quinn are being freaky. He picks up. He goes to the bathroom and picks up that napkin with the lipstick on it. He's holding on to it, and so he's completely like. And he tells Pam finally, I think they're having an affair. Which in a weird way, they're not having an affair. They're just kissing all over the place. Not having an affair. I think it's funny to have him be so suspicious. So I'm in on that. He wants to tell Brooke. He can't tell Eric it'll hurt him too much. He wants to tell Brooke. Let's see. It doesn't bother me. It's just weird. Amber's baby. I don't care who Brooke ends up with. I just want Taylor back. I want Taylor back too, actually. I like Taylor. I want her back. I will agree with you on that. I don't get the chemistry of Brooke and Torsten K's Ridge. Yeah, me too. I get a more friend chemistry. I kind of do. I think Taylor has too much Botox. Oh, my God, you guys. So mean. She did some things to her face, yes. But she was on Queens of Drama, and she was acting on that one. You know, it was like a reality show, but she was working on that. Yeah, Taylor's in Paris. Yeah, she's in Europe. She's in Paris somewhere. She's in Drama. But she's come back. Well, she has come back for the wedding, right? You would think she would come back for Steffi's wedding. That's her mother. I don't know. But yeah, so Quinn's on the hot thing there, and Ridge and Quinn are talking. They're like, "We can't do this anymore. We gotta do it." I'm like, "You guys better hold on, folks." Ridge and Quinn talk about kind of his past a little bit. It's kind of fun. Charlie and Pam are just like they're really worried, and Eric's just like, "I have nothing to worry about. Life is great. Oh my God, everything's wonderful." I'm glad that Ridge and Quinn are just getting along. I'm like, "Oh my God, Eric, they're really setting this up." And when Eric says to Richard, I trust you guys to run this company for a long time. I trust you. I'm like, oh, my God. They're saying this stuff's going to be so, oh, my God. And Eric finds out, it's gonna be so, I'm going to be so heartbroken. On one area, I was rooting for Eric and Quinn. I wanted this to happen. But now I'm kind of like, I'm a soap opera fan. So I want some fun. I want some fireworks. I will admit. I'll go there. Michelle, the kids, check on her kids. I know. Taylor should come back to town and check on Thomas and Steffi. At least she's coming back to town. So, but in real life, I don't know what the actress, I don't know what she's doing. So she hasn't even seen her grandson. That's true, Giselle. She hasn't even met, well, on camera, has not met little, and where is the grandson? Oh, you know, still, he's still with his mother, Caroline. Like, where's Caroline? You know, I like to always say people's names and they come back on the show. So give me some Caroline. Where's some Lindsay Godfrey? She's a great actress. Bring her on. Everybody on social media has been asking where Taylor is. Yeah, I know. I mean, you would think it's his 30th anniversary. Maybe a surprise is going to happen. You never know. I'm going watching General Hospital's 50th and Dave's 50th. They have surprises along the way. So just stay tuned this month. Maybe Taylor will be at the wedding, or maybe she'll come back at some point. I don't know. Eric just has a bit of his own medicine. Ooh, you guys, Giselle, you're just not having it. Quinn and Rich have keep these personal comments at work like they can't get caught as annoying. Yeah, no, it's like they have it at work. Everybody around is watching. It's like, hello, people. Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Hi, Ethel. I'm glad you made it in. Hello, you. Hello, I'm glad you made it in. The problem, and, you know, here's the thing. So there's a lot. It's not really a large cast, but it's a half-hour show with a sizable cast from the past and the present. And I know that it's all about rotation. It's about scheduling. It's about all that kind of stuff. So I'm really excited to see these to shoot in Australia, because Bold and Beautiful is the only soap now that does location suits. None of the others do, besides, you know, like in the park or something. But they don't do that. Lindsay G is on another soap. Lindsay Godfrey, what soap's she on? Because I watch all four soaps, so I don't. Is she on a web soap? Tell us, Michelle D. Tell us what's going on. She must be a web soap, because she's not on any of. She's not on Days of Our Lives or General Hospital or Young and Restless. Yeah. So I know that they have to kind of rotate cast and work that all out. So I give them leeway on some stuff, of course. Seeing Ivy back in action is great, because she's a great actress, and I know she's Australian, so they're going to be using her to get, you know, back down to Australia. There's only one ABC soap, Michelle, and that's General Hospital. She's not on there. So I don't know. She's not on that soap. So I don't know what's going on. I wish there were more ABC soaps. They got rid of all of them. So no, she's not on anything on ABC. I do the General Hospital report, and I did it today. I mean, she's not on there. I thought it was really going to be a triangle with Thomas and Caroline, but I guess not. I know. The thing is, they have so many. I mean, I like Thomas and Sasha. I mean, I just feel like there should be some kind of. They do triangles really well, too, so I was really surprised they didn't go any of those routes. I was really surprised they didn't do that. Sorry, I don't understand either. But Amber's baby, I agree with you. I mean, I thought this would be Thomas, Caroline, Sasha. That would be Thomas, Caroline, Sally. I mean, it could still happen. You could bring it back, and it'd be great. So I don't know. I mean, they haven't done that. So, but I still keep my arms open. As Tony was saying on Audition Day, keep my arms open and see what comes up, because, they already filmed a few weeks in advance, so, I mean, it may happen. They don't always give away all the spoilers, which I kind of like on Bold and Beautiful. They don't give everything. Like, I find a post to send it to you. Yeah, no, Michelle, please send it to me, because she's not on General Hospital, because I watch it every day, I do that show every week. She's not on there, but if she's on somewhere, please. I follow her on Snapchat, and she has the cutest kid, and she's always on there. And I don't know, but she hasn't really done anything. So she's a great actress. I mean, a great actress. I'm sure you guys agree with that. So. What are some other things you guys are kind of thinking about right now before we, you know, kind of end the show? Did you guys like this? Do you like where it's going? I kind of like some of where it's going. I said, again, the location shoot will be great. I'm curious what they do with Zenday and Nicole. I'm really curious what they do with Rick and Maya. I mean, it's like, because I said, like you guys said earlier, Maya and Nicole are kind of around. They're part of Forrester. She's Maya's a model, and Nicole is, I don't know, social media, whatever she does. I'm really curious to see what she decides to do on the show, because now they're married. Everybody's married. Everybody got a Forrester. You get a Forrester, and you get a Forrester, and you get a Forrester. Everybody gets a Forrester. Everybody has one. So I'm just curious to see where they're going to go with that, because it's like, okay, well, let's see what happens. But I'm really curious. Again, great actresses. So, and then there's Sasha running around, so we got to see how that goes, and who's she going to be tied to? So you say, okay, so Josella says Nicole and Rick will be next. You think Nicole? Oh, you think really Nicole and Rick? Oh, over the baby Lizzie. That's it. You guys, there's a storyline there. a baby Lizzie brings them close. Something happens. They always do the baby in peril. Something happens, and Nicole and Rick, who are the real parents, they come together. Ooh, I got to see that one. Ethel, you do not like Ridge and Quinn? I think it's split in half. There's a new Bold and Beautiful Me spotlight out right now, and I'll be doing another one. Because I asked, are Ridge and Quinn the people to root for? And so it got mixed feelings, so... Everybody loves Quinn and Ridge. Eric deserves it. I love Ridge and Quinn, so... Where is my Forrester? Hello, hey. I don't tell. It's so funny, Ethel. Where is my Forrester? That is so funny. I want one, too. Everybody get a Forrester, right? I'm like, hello. I wonder where Quinn and Ridge will live when they get together. You're not going that far ahead. So I think we all are agreeing that Ridge and Quinn are going to finally... It's going to get exposed somehow. And they're going to get together. Brooks will go back with Bill. Those two are going to get together. Eric's going to go with Katie, probably. Is that where we're going? Is it going to be Eric and Katie? Which I don't want them. I mean, I don't want them together. I think Katie just, they're friends. He's been with both of her sisters. Like, they're just friends. You know, they live next door. I just don't think they should. I don't know. But I think they're leaning that direction. It's like you guys seem the same way. It's kind of like going that direction. But the Nicole Rick thing, I'm all anything for juicy storyline. I'm like, sure, why not? I mean, it is kind of cliche, but, like, why not? Get a baby some kind of disease or so, like, you know, break an arm or something, and they need, like, a transplant or something like that, and then you got Nicole feeling things she didn't feel before about her child. You know, so they gave the child away so easily, and it's like, come on, you know. Eric and Jackie, if you bring back Leslie Ann Down, bring her back on the show, and Eric and Jackie were good together, actually. They were the same age, you know, kind of thing. That's the thing about Eric. He's always getting the younger women. Yeah, good for him. John McCook plays it out good, so I mean, good for him. But I do think that would be a good one too. I would not be opposed to bringing her back on the show. But I did like Jackie and Owen. I like them together too. So I mean, it's kind of whatever. Eric would have been with both Katie's sisters and her mom. I know with Beth too. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't know. What do I think about Bill and Ivy? Bill and Ivy. Never thought about those two together. That'd be good. Like, okay, interesting. Okay, they did try Bill and Stephanie for a minute. So, Bill and Ivy. Okay, Emma's baby. I could actually... It'd have to be because he's in love with Brooke. So, it'd have to be some kind of storyline where she can... I mean, that means that Brooke would have to stay with Ridge and somehow she consoles him or something. I don't know. Maybe really interesting. I never put those two together. I would never... But if the right writing, it could work. He doesn't mind dark-haired girls. I could go and go that direction, possibly. You guys out there can let us know if you think of something or any other pairings on there. I know a lot of folks want to bring Carter back on the show full-time and get him with Sasha or with one of the other girls. I think it's a good idea, too. Lauren St. Victor, a friend of the show, has been on the show. It would be great to see him full-time on the show. It would be great. Oh, Gisella, you prefer Steffi and Bill. Interesting. I liked them for a while. They're together. But they really kind of played that off like, man, she's going back and forth between the brothers. I don't think they're going to go that direction anymore. So... Well, you guys, I hate to end the show because, you know, I love talking to you guys. You guys are my co-hosts. I love talking to you guys. We always have great conversations in here. And I'm the last show of the block. And, you know, it's late for many of you guys on the East Coast. It's very late. And I just want to thank you so much because, you know, I got 16 people in the chat room, you guys are my faithful who come in here every week with me. And I want to thank everybody who watches the show after that. We get great numbers afterwards. So you guys, you get a chance to watch the next couple of days. It doesn't go unnoticed. And I'm glad you guys comment. Please continue to comment. You know, go to iTunes and YouTube and continue to write and comment under the Bold and Beautiful After Show. But you guys are, thank you, Gisella. You guys are great. I love you guys. Tell me stuff and talk to me. I really look forward to seeing your names. When I come on here, I was like, where is everybody? I really enjoy, and there's some people who are missing in this in the chat tonight, so they may be a little busy or things going on, but I appreciate them too. We are here. We're here every Sunday, but next Sunday I will not be here. My granddaughter turns 12, so I got to spend, Papa Jamie has spent time with his granddaughter, so I'm so sorry, you guys. I know, Wake Calls the Heart, when I get home, I have to watch that. So I will not be here, but I'll be back March 19th and March 26th. We'll be here, be ready. Thank you for the 10,000 views of my mini web series, the Bold and Beautiful Mini Spotlight. In the last month, you give me 10,000 views and counting. You guys are so wonderful. Amber's baby, Gisella, Michelle D, Nakisha, Ethel. I want to make sure I get everybody in there. Ethel. Let's see. Amber's baby. Michelle D. You guys are wonderful. Thanks for joining me as always. Continue to support our page, World Breakdown on Facebook. And of course, you can follow me, James Lott Jr., all over the universe, the virtual universe, at James Lott Jr. And I love you guys, and I'll see you in 2 weeks.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.